Everybody, well, today is our Saturday program, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. This is Creation Lightship Healing. We're on Station 2 tonight, and the date is September 10th, 2016. So let's clear the date today for everybody. So releasing that energy for the date in case you fell out of heaviness. We had our wonderful call today. So anyway, here we go. Releasing the date energy. It's not only this date of right now, but it's also maybe other dates in case you have a situation going on. So here we go. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that feels pretty good. And let's now energize the light beam. So bring the light beams on your monitor screen. And we'll bring in peace energy. Then you can release. We'll do a situation that you're dealing with to get it released from you. So here we go. Light beam activation. We're just going to bring peace energy to you. And when you do the next part, thinking of your incident, they'll just bring you peace in place of what you're thinking about or what you're engaged with. So here we go. Peace energy coming your way. One, two, three, four, and five. And now for your own particular situation, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you ready to take off with the show, Michelle?
Yep, I just turned on all my lights in my studio, and I'm ready with my microphone, so all set to go. Hello, everybody. It's Saturday night, live on the Lightship. Welcome to Creation Lightship, and we had such an amazing day. We had a call earlier today, and then we had our monthly four-hour Saturday call. So probably many people were on that, and we have a couple people who have already written in, and I think what they wrote was, as the call was going, how they were feeling about the different things that were happening. So I have a couple of those to read, Ron, and
if you want to do that, what we did today, if you're able to. I know it was pretty, wasn't too bad, but it was heavy. But not as heavy as you would think, but it was very deep on the energy going through, because we're getting rid of your cultural heritage on a lot of issues that was coming up that we had listed there. So anyway, we'll see what you have there. So back to you, Michelle.
Yes, I would definitely agree. It was very deep. I still feel I'm integrating it. It's probably going to take a couple days. I feel really good and very relaxed, but like I could sleep for a long time, which is kind of nice. So the first one that somebody wrote in that I have here, I'm just going to read it. It kind of just goes through the different things and on how they felt. Okay? So it says, very interesting. At the first 10 finish, I thought, I hope everyone appreciates this. Then you did 11 different items they're talking about. And the 11th one was drowning, and I went, oh, my goodness. Each clearing was its own powerful deal, and then into the next. At first, I had wondered if I had made it to the group, but my body can verify there were issues and memories releasing. At the same point, it was more solutions surfacing, problems solving, and scenarios. The last, the drowning one, must have been the most powerful one, so thanks for adding that in. A lot of right foot bones adjusting or pins with the poverty clearing. With addictions, I was wondering, does he know how thick it is to be here with issues separating everyone? And a lot of expletives on my part silently. Also with poverty was the realization of terror of people with all their strong sensual energies, with one, when one is just wanting to be friends and live in community, and then people proclaiming their preferences. like, hello. So that kept me separated. There is a lot of banter, or there's a lovely banter of energies, I remember. Just maybe it left the planet. Realization of free spirit versus dominance. It was all very sobering with wisdom, too. Thank you. Wanting to help others and interfering due to lack of information or retreating in wisdom after offering assistance. There's a push and pull of life, much wisdom seen in this call. And then they say, what if I do not remember? Thank you, Ron.
That's great.
Yeah. We probably don't need to remember, do we?
No, that's what got you into trouble in the first place.
Exactly.
Hang on to stuff. Remember, you're living your memories. And so when you're living your memories, that brings back timelines. And the timelines are what you don't want to be on, because then you're abducted and being experimented with. So you don't want to live timelines. So back to you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have another one. And it seems like they wrote this one also as you were doing it. So they wrote down some things for some of the items, and then a couple they skipped. Maybe something, it was too heavy and they couldn't write, or maybe they didn't, nothing connected with them. Okay, so this one's very interesting. It says, well, the first one, I just say, now I know I hated the movie Braveheart, torture, and I felt a lot of stuff in my head, pains and stomach. For number two, poverty, there was much sadness, saw banker people coming for the house. For number four, genocide, mouth pain, more headaches, sense gases. For starvation, sitting in a cell and frozen in the cold snow. Addiction, huge release. Imprisonment, sad and hopelessness. Loss of home, many disasters, saw water, winds, ashes from volcano. Burning villages, people on horses. And then for number 10, it says social, very interesting. Hanging from scared people, and long ago the courts, people wore those long white wigs. I saw them. Time frame, I don't know. Okay, so they say that this, they say, sorry, I know it's a lot of words. Took about an hour after the call for heaviness to leave them. So, wow. Yeah, I get it. This was a doozy of a call. Ron, what do you have to say about it?
Well, I figured it would be, because it'll bring out stuff, not bring out, but clear things. And naturally, there's, you know, people who are seers can see it. But I think the average person that isn't really a seer might feel their body go through some type of energy healing, maybe make it warm or tingles or something. But it's releasing out that past energy. So what will happen at the end of it here, which is where we are now, unless you want to go deeper and get the clearing, the whole lifetime clearing, which is the cultural, I think enslavement clearing, I believe is what we called it. But anyway, if you get that clearing, that's half price, and I give you the free unlimited version. But you know, if you go deeper, you're going to find yourself, and even right now, you're going to find yourself feeling like you probably have more physical movement in your body, because all this energy is blocked energy from the past, which you know probably nothing about. Even if you know, if you don't see it, you don't know about it. But your body is going to get relief because this heavy load is being taken away from it. So that's the reason why we're doing this particular clearing. The other ones that we have online, you know, the whole lifetime ones are very, very good. This one's kind of made to zero in on incidents and situations that the people have had, how they had everything happen to us. So it just should make your body actually physically move better and have more ease of movement. And it may not be right now, but maybe in a couple of days as your body clears out more of the densities. You may want to drink extra water possibly, but of your body now is going through a clearing, a healing, and integrating more of itself and the different, gateways, information centers in your body. Synapses are now starting to come online. So you may feel even younger than what you did before the call. You might say, wow, geez, I have these aches and pains, or I feel like I dropped about 20 years in my life, and I feel much younger now because you got the slow taken off of you. So we'll see what people comment, you know, maybe within the next week here. If you do feel things happening, then do send us information on CLS questions to Yahoo, and we'll talk about it next week on the BBS programs. Oh, I guess back to you, Michelle.
Okay, very good. We have another one that says, thank you so much, Ron, for this call and healing. It was great and powerful. Words can't describe my thanks for the clearing offered. My body is vibrating and accepting this healing at the depth I have not experienced in a long while. Thank you. Peace.
Great.
Yeah. I have to say, I agree. I've been doing all of the calls that you've offered, and they've all been really, really good and very, very helpful. And all sorts of, you know, more freedoms have been happening in my body, but this one is like, whoo, really very strong. So hopefully a lot of people were on the call today. I don't know how many, but I hope a lot were. It's really interesting. It seems like so many of the other healings, they affect you now and maybe your mental or your emotional, but you always speak about the body, and it literally seems like for thousands of years our bodies were just ignored. Like, it's not like it didn't matter. But, like, your spirit doesn't remember these tragedies, but it's in your DNA. So maybe that's why this today's call was, like, so powerful for so many people.
Yeah, like I normally talk about, people normally don't tune into their bodies. They don't care about their bodies. You know, the mind energy will take over and make the body do things that it doesn't want to do. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you're riding a horse or something and, you know, the horse maybe doesn't want to go in water or doesn't want to climb up a lot of rocks on a hill or go down a cliff or something, you know, and you're there, oh, yeah, come on, horse, and you start beating the horse, and, you know, since you're the master of the horse does this, and it can harm itself. And that's what happens to our body, is that, you know, we get harmed energetically and even physically with these mind programs as the aliens want you to do something that you really shouldn't be doing. And you normally know that. You know that something happens to you and you have this situation. And before you have that situation, you probably get the thought of, do I really want to do this? Or, wait a minute, hold it, you know. But you're normally you're so headstrong that, and this just happens in maybe, you know, a hundredth of a second. You get that, you know, say intuition where your body's going, oh, no, you know. And then, you know, you're so headstrong or somebody's controlling you, making you do it. Then you do that and you have the situation of what you wish you never had in your life happen to you. And it only takes, you know, a blink of an eye to have something awful happen to you. Then you look back and you go, yeah, I had that premonition. I shouldn't have done this. And I just didn't listen. And, you know, so your body's full of this stuff. And by getting these energies off of you, you're able now to be much freer. So your body's probably really happy today. It might be tired from the call, but I'm sure it's very, very happy because it's freed up from all this past garbage and blockages that, you know, the owners of the body at that time and whoever lived with their genetics imprinted upon you. So, back to you. And we'll go to the light ship probably maybe about 20 minutes before the hour. So, back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting what you were just talking about, Ron. I was thinking about this time, as you were saying that I was wondering if I should do a certain thing. I won't mention what it was. And my body instantly felt this, like, massive fear, like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, that's just fear. And then I did it. And, wow, was it a bad mistake. And I'm like, you know, Michelle, if you would have just listened to your body clearly told you the answer to your question. And, yeah, just like you said, you kind of wish you hadn't done those certain things, but hopefully that's all gone now. So it's true. Your body will know. I think that's why I see people do muscle testing, and I've learned how to do it myself, and it is fascinating. Like, people ask me now, you know, like, if something in the refrigerator, is it bad? And I'm like, well, here, let me hold it. And I hold it in my hand, and I'll muscle test. And if my body says, you know, it's usually like yes or no. If my body says no, I'm like, throw it out. It's not worth it. And if my body says yes, I'll eat it, and I'll always be fine. Like, it works every time. So, okay, somebody else wrote here, this is about today's call. It says, it seems like they took a Y-shaped nerve out of my brain and the clearings seem to have replaced it. I feel like my mind has also been replaced. Yeah. The same as the girl on Sunday's Heritage call. Can you explain this?
Boy. I don't know. Right now, probably not.
Okay. All right. No problem. I'm not sure what that's referring to. I think I missed something, but I don't know. Okay. So we did get a lot of responses. Okay. All right. Here's another one about the call today. And this person wrote down what was going on with them for almost every clearing, too. So it's a little long, but if you want me to, I can read it all, Ron.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah, because a lot of people listening were on the call, and they might relate to what, you know, is being stated. And also, you know, it's good to hear what other people have experienced, because you might get keyed and hear a certain word that you're saying that you go, ah, that I need to do for myself. I never thought about that. So that's why I like people. You know, with their testimonial, it's very educational for everybody. So go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, I love reading them. They're fascinating. It's very interesting. Okay, so this one says, Dear Ron, thank you so much for today's call. I promised I would send you a mail about the visions and dramas I experienced during the call. Sorry, this will be a little long. It will be in note form. Stream of consciousness, as it were. Okay, for number one, poverty. Started crying out, very sad. Felt a huge weight suffocating on my chest. Ragged child, orphan, very sad. For number two, torture. Vision of priests, like inquisitors, like the Spanish Inquisition. Rack, fire, burning like a heretic. Have always felt close to the Cahars, who were massacred in France by the church. Being whipped, beaten, head was moving from side to side as if to avoid the blows. Saw Roman soldiers, Christian or Jew, under persecution, maybe. For number three, starvation. Old man with gray beard, very sick, alone, starving himself to death, happy to die, relief. Addictions. Old man in a tavern holding a bottle. The refrain, have another one. 18th century dandy in a wig with spot on his face. Many women like Casanova. Oriental woman in red robe, very pale face, thick makeup. Smoking, dreamy, opium perhaps. Yep, that's what I thought at first. Okay, for number five, loss of home. Horsemen, maybe like Mongols. Sweeping violently into a village, burning and killing. Woman tied to a horse, taken away far from home, looks back to burning village with longing and fear. For number six, Nazi soldiers. Houses burning, shelled by tanks. People herded into trains, soldiers screaming at them, being hit by rifle butts. miserable loss. Okay, number 7, social injustice. White man with a black mustache wearing a white suit, lording it over some Arabs, forcing them to sign something, British Empire, possibly. Knights forcing peasants to give them corn for taxes, knocking them to the ground and beating them. Number 8, drowning. Moaned and cried out a lot, felt like vomiting a lot of coughing. A ship battered by high waves, lots of men scared and running. The ship breaks up, wreck. Man in water, can't breathe, very unpleasant, frightening, chaotic. Images of shipwreck appear a lot in my poems. Always had fascination with ships and the sea. Okay. Thank you, Ron. I felt very much relief from the call. Wow.
Yeah, to just think of all, you know, it's more than one issue, you know. You know, you start wondering, gee, you know, in living life here, you start wondering what's wrong with yourself. What's wrong with me, you know? Why can't I do that? Why do I have this fear? And after having a few of these calls that we do like this, you go, yeah, it's inside of me. Of course I have fear. You know, my body genetically has experienced all this stuff, so. And that's the whole reason why you need, you know, clearings to get this stuff out and to get more spirit energy with you. That's very good.
Wow. Yeah. It's interesting timing, Ron. I know you guys talked about this literally like over a year ago, but I just saw the movie The Giver between yesterday and today. And I don't know if you remember it. I know you've seen it, but you may not remember. So it's about a futuristic society where a young man is shown visions from only one particular person in his society, who's the vision keeper, who basically shows him that, wow, people used to have all these emotions. And then he tries to free all of the people in this kind of gray world where they have no emotions. And he leaves the whole society and then breaks through this barrier of consciousness and gives them back their emotions, basically. And it's interesting that, you know, we try to not have emotions or just keep them calm, but we will always have emotions. And it's just amazing to me, all these things that have happened to us have been for, you know, emotional reasons. You know, like why the things were done and then how the things were experienced. And it's, I don't know what to think of that movie. It's like they're trying to make it seem like it's great to have emotions, even though it would be best to have like equilibrium and like have it and then let it go, like how we do it with grace and lightship, you know?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, be a little easier because there's a lot of stuff going on throughout all of our history. So, okay, well, let me find another one here. Or I know that we also have some questions, but let me just see. Okay, this one says, I did not feel anything during the call, but right after, I left home and walked 6.8 miles and returned home this evening through the park in the dark without fear. I still have a lot of energy and feel the urge to walk more. Thank you. I feel great.
That's good.
Yeah. Very nice. I noticed, too, that that's how it shows up, is you just go, oh, that thing doesn't bother me anymore. Okay.
Yeah, it's like dormant, too. Fears and is released, to become more self-empowered.
Yep. Okay, so we have another one. It says, I must admit that this culminating time on the light ship, including Monday 9/5/16, today, and now again this evening, I'm noticing ease in structure, focus, and a refreshing discipline manifesting in lieu of, on today's call, at the 11:48 p.m. marker, the air around me opened, taking with it a pressure of sorts that seemed to have been encasing me live in a diver suit, even after all the clearings I've done. Peace permeates my being more consistently. So grateful for all your offerings, even when I tether to and fro. Awesome. Thank you. Wow.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, these are very interesting. I think people are having really good results. Okay. Oh, okay, so we have some requests for some rooms on the light ship. People really like the deer room.
We'll go there about probably 10 minutes from now.
Okay.
And for me, when I hear the different testimonials and stuff, I'm not, let's see, how do I say this here? I'm not connected to what people are talking about because I don't have really any emotions hardly at all. You know, I do have some emotions, but most of that stuff that everybody else has, I don't relate to. So it's just like hearing something, like for the very first time. And I at times have, a hard time responding because you might be hearing one of these testimonies and go, oh, wow, that's, you know, holy smokes, that's great or something. And I just come in and go, okay, that's good, thank you, you know, because I don't relate to that, you know. So even the most awful situation or wartime scene or something, seeing dead bodies or whatever, I won't have any reaction to that because I don't have the memories and the past stored inside of me. So that's my, I guess, you know, one thing that I can say that I don't have, because if I had it, I could not do healings on people. So I'd be bringing all that energy forward of that darkness in myself, and it would kill me. So that's why I live out of time. So I don't have those energies attached to me like everyone else has. So if I do sound or I give the wrong answer or it doesn't sound quite right and you're going, wow, how can Ron not, understand that profound healing that somebody had? Well, I just don't relate to it because it doesn't, I don't have any relationship to that event or history or memory in my past of anything like that. So I just wanted to kind of mention that to people in case you're wondering. Sometimes I may not sound like I really care about something. That's just because I don't relate to it. So back to you, Michelle.
Well, yeah, I think we're all okay with that. For all the great work that you're doing, you have to be able to be that way for you to do what you do. So it takes somebody on the outside to pull us out, probably. So that's okay. Okay, so now we have a question. Somebody wants to move forward with more cultural enslavement clearings. And so the question is, I ran the clearing like usual for my whole life. Do I run the cultural whole life clearing with the list of words you did on the special call Saturday? Or with the whole life covering all of the list and I just need to keep current?
Oh, okay. When you, after you've paid for, and I've had a few people who've already had this clearing in the past, during this year or even last year or so. So they got the one clearing, which was the whole lifetime one. So they just emailed me the information that they purchased it from PayPal. And then I sent them a page which will have a bunch of listed clearings that you may want to enter into the unlimited version. So what you get after you get the clearing, that's half price. Then what you do is go in and I'll send you, an email which will give you more information on what you may want to clear. And then you strictly use, at that time, the unlimited version. And you enter in for a specific situation of what you're going through or what you can come up with, and clear that from you. So I think the question also asked if they need to do those over again. Well, you could try what we did today over again on the Unlimited. To just keep on it and to see how far you can go with it. Like I say, to find an issue, just watch a movie that you may not want to watch, okay, because you don't want to watch it because you have energy there. And so let's just say that you're, I don't know, maybe afraid of knives, you know. You know, you're afraid to get cut and, you know, knives bother you, we'll say. Well, then, you know, get a movie with some sword fighting or people with knives or daggers or whatever, you know. And if that starts to make you jump around in your seat when you're watching it, and even giving you nightmares, we'll say, that the worst scenario possibly, then you know you want to clear that out of you because you have it. The movie didn't give it to you. You already have it inside of yourself and you're just reacting. So you can find out what you need to clear by how you react to different DVDs, you know, movies, etc. Oh, and then after you do the clearing, then watch it over again or another one similar and just see if you're calmer when you watch it. And, you know, it's possible that, you know, if somebody got stabbed, you know, or with a sword, we'll say, watching a movie, that could have been very similar to what happened to one of your ancestors. And or it could have even been you, but basically we look at it as what's in your DNA from your ancestors. So you could have been one of your ancestors. And once you clear that, getting stabbed may not bother you any longer. It's all blocked energy, and you know, that blocked energy will eventually kill you. So what you want to do is to clean it out of you. So watching movies, even ones that you're afraid to watch in the past, because you get upset, you get anxious or whatever, watch those movies and jot down what's bothering you. You're going to know when you see it, when it comes before you. So, and most people go, oh, I don't want to watch that movie, you know, because it has this in it or that in it, you know, I don't want to see, you know, some kind of abuse or whatever or stuff, whatever it could be. And, you know, I choose not to watch that. Well, that means that you have that issue. So, you know, put that down into that clearing. Use the Unlimited version where you can enter into box for a specific incident. When you run the whole lifetime once, you don't use that box because it just clears your whole lifetime out from what you've experienced in this lifetime. And now you're going deeper. That's why you have the Unlimited versions. And you can also enter into that clearing things that could possibly come up in this lifetime. Normally, the Unlimited is really good to be used for your mental clearing, you know, whole lifetime mental or emotional and trauma and fear. Those are what people normally use the Unlimited versions for because those energies are there. And if you do have that, you know, but maybe you have some kind of fear of something, well, then if you already have the fear clearing Unlimited, then put that incident in there. And then also put it in the cultural one because that's going to go much deeper and see what happens there. So anyway, back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Ron, I'm just curious, how come you chose the drowning?
Why did I choose that? The first thing, I had to get another clearing for because we had a little extra time. And the drowning one is interesting because ever since I've done things with people over the years, and I talk about drowning, you know, I'm talking about maybe going back 30 years from now, you know. Whenever I do something with drowning or breathing, and I mention the word drowning, and I do a clearing for somebody, instantly, a lot of times their eyes will start to water and their nose will run. Okay? And so that's why I did drowning, just to see, to help people, because a lot of people have that scenario. Oh, that's why I put drowning in there. Even though it was not a cultural situation, but, you know, it's possible it could have been, you know. Anyway, so I just thought I'd do that to help people out with one more clearing on what we have to do. So back to you, Michelle.
Well, I am very glad that you put that one in there. Very glad. So, okay. Now, this is slightly different. I think this is talking about something that we were discussing on another show. We have a request to remove some aliens from our midst, if you could, Ron. And then they have a specific request for a certain race. Did you want to start doing any of that?
I don't know if I want to release that one race, but I'll release ones that are listening, okay, because the race may not be here.
Okay.
So you'd want to probably do that on clearing on your own. It's not that, this is more a general type clearing to help the aliens that are stuck here. And maybe there's no aliens around in your vicinity with that particular race. So we're going to just release the ones that are choosing to leave. Oh, here we go. Count to 100. So ones that are listening around you, could be even in your body, in your space. You may not know that, but remember, they take up space. So here we're hypothetically known as 3D. If they're in 4D, you can't see them, in a sense. So if you can't see them, they can still be in your own space where you're sitting, you're standing, or laying down, taking up the same physical space that you are, but on a different timeline. So here we go. So all the ones that would like to leave can leave now. And here we go. I'll count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, everybody, there we go. So let's go to the light ship. And this only works live for people listening. If you're on an archive, you're going to feel the peace energy. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Think of one particular situation, issue that you're dealing with in your body. It's a physical healing for your body. Not mental, not emotional, physical. So here we go. Going up. I'll count to 5. You're going to be completely out of time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And next, we're there. Let's go to the hot tub room and oxygen room and pain release room for people. So bring in the energies for those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And other rooms have light beams, so let's go to the room. Everybody wants deer, so we'll bring in deer energy. It's real common, so here comes the deer energies. So there's 3 deers. Request your own particular healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to a room that has waterfalls. We'll go to the rainbow waterfall room. And we could also go to one maybe that has like a violet waterfall. So here we go, color of violet. So either one will work for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels really good. And people like elephants, so we'll go there. So elephant room, stronger. Stronger, request your healing out loud. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a room, somebody requested lithium hot springs. So here we go. And you could have one of your choice if you have a certain type of a mineral that you'd like to have in the hot tub. So just request that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a room with dogs and cats, so it could be dogs, maybe puppies, it could be kittens. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll go into another room here, and we'll go into a room, let's go to the palm tree room. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll have one more room here, and let's go to the room where the penguins are. So stronger, request your healing, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I want to go to one more room. I'm just kind of scanning now what we can go to here. One that we probably, let's go to the room with strawberries. So here we go. So this will be interesting. You can eat them also. So here we go, strawberry room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room that we can work with our sinuses here. This will be our last room. A room for breathing, sinuses, maybe nose. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good. Back on the light ship now. And you're going to feel the energy around your body change as we come back. I'll count to 5 to come back here. And if you notice, nothing around you now is connected to you. Everything is, you're like, you know, in your own little energy bubble, we'll say, free space around you. And here we go, coming back down here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Back to you, Michelle.
Oh, goodness. All right. Thank you very much. That was very good, especially the end. Okay. I'm trying to find some more interesting stuff here. Okay. This one says, thanks again for everything. I was just wondering 2 things. Do I have to enter into Earth Transport subsequent clearings for Unlimited after I did the whole life emotional clearing, et cetera?
Yeah, I would put that in there because you are clearing energies away from you. Remember, each time you do a clearing, your spirit comes back to your body and you're stronger with spirit energy. You don't want to lose that, so you want to, that's why you put it into the Earth Transport clearing. You want to be able to keep yourself like a record of all the clearings that you have done, and they, in a sense, go to that Earth Transporter. So whatever you do on a clearing, you want to bring yourself back over there. And you're instantly, there. So you're actually, in a sense, it's hard to describe and tell you what it's like. But let's just say that it's like your puzzle pieces. Each time you do a clearing, as you bring more spirit energy back to you, and your alien abductions that the dark side, the aliens have done and taken parts of you that they're found, they put back to your body also. So you're being released from timelines. So as you become more whole, and remember, you could have robotic parts with you. You could have synthetic parts right now in your body, not even knowing it. So you do the clearing, and all of a sudden, those parts become created from light versus being artificial or artificial intelligence. So, you're gaining yourself back, even though you may think that you're completely human. You may not be at all. So you're bringing yourself back, and those energies are now being collected in this sacred space. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. So what if we do, like,
the location clearing, that's for a spot, not necessarily us. There's nothing we need to do with the new transport with that, is there?
Probably not.
Okay.
I would say probably not.
All right. So it's mostly like for the whole life ones, the ones that are specifically about you personally.
Well, I'll go a little, I'll stretch it out a little bit here. So let's just say that you're going to be going to your work, and, you know, this is maybe an hour before your work. So you think, I better clear my space where I'm working. So if we were to stop time and you were to be, you know, everything got frozen. Let's put it that way. The dark side got frozen. Everything got frozen. And now you're able to walk around from where you are now, and you're able to go to your workplace, your workstation, and look at it and examine it. And you go, geez, I didn't know I was working an hour earlier. No, I'm there working now. I didn't see that. I must be on a timeline. So when you do a space clearing, it's clearing that space out, and it can take you off of a timeline. That, you know, that's there because you're clearing it. You're putting light there. The space clearing that you're doing is going to take the timeline away, and now all of a sudden you're gone. You're no longer there, but you still could be on a timeline somewhere else. So you may want to input that into the Earth transport clearing, because you found yourself there, and the only reason why you thought of clearing that space is because maybe you're there working without even knowing about it on a timeline, and you're really frustrated. Maybe you're angry. Maybe your job is to answer the telephone, and on your door there it says complaint department, you know, phone line service, and you're there getting all this flack from people. So you're still at your house waiting to go to work in an hour, but the alien has stuck you there. So some of you might relate to this here. And, you know, you want to go to work, you know, and you go, you know, I don't really want to go to work today. You know, I just don't feel like it's a good thing for me. You know, your body's saying, uh-oh. Well, it's probably because you've already been there and you've done that. And maybe they're going to copy and paste this angry person that comes through the phone with teeth at you, you know, and you don't want to have that experience because you've already had it. So that's kind of a way to look at things a little differently. So whatever you have your inkling of doing out of the blue, just know that you're probably already there experiencing it and you don't like it. So any comments on that, Michelle?
Well, gosh, I don't know. I have done it quite a bit recently on various different places or just separate rooms because it seems like everything has to be done separately. Plus, there's all these different modes or things that could be cleared from it. So, yeah, it seems to work very well. I'm not quite sure what's happening. I do know that it feels better. So, for me, I can definitely say it feels better. Hopefully, yeah, it's taking me off some type of timelines that don't feel good. But I know, like, I've just done the really nice one is just energetic space clearing. I think that's what it's called. I can't quite remember the name, but it's just doing the entire energy of the place, and wow, it makes a huge difference. And I was clearing a pretty large space with a lot of people, so. But all of a sudden, people were like, talking to each other, a little more friendly, a little more open with each other, and then also quiet and at peace with each other. So, okay, there's a second part of this question, though, Ron. It says, is it okay to have an occasional beer?
Have an occasional beer?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could, you know. I might have two beers a year, so I don't know. You know, I only have... But it's really, really hot out, so I don't. Or if I get food poisoning, then I'll have a beer.
Does it help?
Well, yeah, it helps a lot. You know, if you might get some beer just around just to have it. So you may get a six pack and just put it aside. And if you get food poisoning, I guess the best beer I don't even know if they still make it, but it used to be stuff in Washington, Olympia beer. That works really well, but typically any beer that you could, you know, drink, that you like drinking, we'll say, would be okay. For me, a lot of the beer isn't the greatest, you know. I won't say what it tastes like, but we all know. You know, so anyway, but yeah, for food poisoning, the beer somehow has the right properties. Might be maybe the barley or the hops in there. I don't know, but just try it and see. Anyway, back to you.
That is fascinating. I'd never heard that before, and you would think I would, considering where I'm from. But
if you don't get intoxicated, there's no problem. You know, it's you know, when you start slurring your words and walking, you know, crooked and stuff, you know, and, you know, you're polluted, then that's the problem, because your spirit's not with you. So the whole thing is you want to have your spirit with you. And so whatever you indulge and take that takes your spirit out of your body and your eyes become glossed over, that's what you don't want to do.
Right.
That's it.